Hey, Nikki Booker here, and welcome to Find Your Soul, Find Your Soulmate podcast. My podcast is about love. It's about knowing that you have to love yourself and know yourself first before you're going to be able to find a deep, loving relationship with another human and some dating strategy and how to achieve that. So thanks for listening. And today's episode is called, Are You Resilient? So this week's episode is based on a blog post that I wrote last March, and it was inspired by my 9-year-old son. He won an award in his class. It was called the Resiliency Award, and it was in his homeroom, and I couldn't be prouder. And I just thought it was amazing that in school that they were recognizing, you know, not just good grades, which is great to recognize, but there were, you know, they're rewarding kids for having traits that are, you know, they're good traits. Being resilient's a great trait to have. And it teaches kids that, you know, they can bounce back, and they recognize that and the importance of bouncing back and being strong, and, you know, that life's hard and, you know, life's not that easy. It's a pretty good lesson for an 8-year-old. He's 9 now, but you know, it motivated me to write this blog post. And so let me ask you, are you resilient? You know, do you hold on to negative feelings of presumed failure? When something bad happens to you, do you fight back? Or, you know, do you get bogged down and discouraged? Do you believe in yourself? And do you have self-worth? What does it mean to be resilient? I mean, basically, it means you're able to withstand or recover from difficult conditions. You're mentally strong. I believe one of the most important qualities a human can have is the ability to bounce back from difficult situations. I mean, after all, life constantly gives you challenges, right? And I believe that your mental strength is a driving factor in the overall success of your life. You know, whether you were just fired from a job or jumped by a guy, you know, your ability to bounce back is directly related to the level of happiness that you will achieve in life. Maybe you are in a car accident that changed you physically, or someone close to you passed away. Whatever it is, your ability to bounce back from something traumatic in your life is the ultimate determining factor in your overall happiness. Some people don't have the mental strength to bounce back. Some aren't resilient. So one bad incident in their life can derail them forever. And it's so sad because it doesn't have to be that way. You are not what happens to you. You are only what you make of yourself. You have the power to drastically change things in your life. You know, you have more power than you know. I remember when I was 22 years old, it was the last time that I spoke to my biological father. He was never very present in my life, but this time, he finally disappeared for good. He didn't tell me goodbye. He just never contacted me again. I heard rumors that he moved back to Ohio and was about to marry number 5 wife. Yep, number 5. It's crazy. I felt completely powerless. For years after this happened, I was a mess as far as men and dating were concerned. I had classic abandonment issues, and it's still something that I struggle with to this day. In fact, my husband knows that he can never leave without saying goodbye. He can't leave the house without saying goodbye, or I'll be back, or see you later. You know, he knows that's my weakness. He's the best. But through lots of counseling and years of working on my self-esteem, I finally got into a place in my life that I've forgiven my father. It wasn't until I forgave him that I was finally able to move on and make real changes in my life. I always say, but if he were to come back into my life and apologize to me, I would try to have a relationship with him. I would have very strict and clear boundaries. I wouldn't expect very much from him, but I would practice kindness and give him a chance. I do believe that people have the power to change if they really want to change and if they're willing to do the work. If he disappointed me again, however, or he proved to still be an unhealthy person, then sadly, I would end the relationship for good. I remember I was dating my college boyfriend at the time when my dad took off, and my dad missed my birthday and Christmas again. It was pretty typical behavior of him, so I didn't really think too much of it at the time. And then I heard from mutual friends of ours, or of my parents, that he had moved back to Ohio. I still remember crying uncontrollably when I found out. I was heartbroken and devastated. The one man in my life who was supposed to love me unconditionally and take care of me just up and left without so much as a goodbye. What does this do to a person? You know, a lot of women would let this determine their self-worth. A lot of women would date jerks because that's what they feel they deserve. And I did that for a while. I was that person. One day she woke up and decided she was worthy, and her soul cried out with joy. That's the quote on the homepage of my website, nikkibooker.com, and it's a quote from Marlo Faustro. She's an artist, and you know, you can read the story behind it on the about page at nikkibooker.com. But why did this happen to me? Why did I wake up one day and decide that I deserved better? There's one reason, and one reason only, and it's really simple. The reason is I wanted it, and I was willing to work for it. That's it. That's all. I also had a very loving and supportive mother and stepfather, and I had good friends in my life who would often ask me why I put up with such crappy behavior from men. I jumped from one relationship to the next, trying desperately to fill this void in my heart. And even if you don't have someone in your life to support you, that's okay. It's okay because once you discover you're worth it, then you are only willing to let people into your life that support you. That is how you surround yourself with good people. You have to allow nothing less. You have to know you're worth it. And even if you don't know it for sure, you just have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that you're worth it and you're willing. If you're willing to work for it, you are worth it. I still haven't spoken with my father to this day, and I'm okay with that. I realize now that it's probably best for me to no longer have him in my life. He was unstable, and he didn't live in reality. He constantly let me down. He also taught me a lot of unhealthy behaviors that I had to unlearn as an adult if I wanted to have healthy relationships. My relationship with my college boyfriend inevitably ended, and I began to have this very negative connotation of men. I didn't trust men anymore. And why should I? The one man I was supposed to be able to trust just took off. I suffered for years because of this. I dated men who didn't treat me well. I dated men who were physically and verbally abusive. I allowed bad behavior because my self-esteem was shot. It was low. I got married and then divorced. I realized I was married to someone who would never be there for me emotionally, just like my dad wasn't there. I made very bad choices when it came to men. But I never gave up. You can't give up. Deep down, I knew my worth. But my dad leaving at that time, it really threw me through a loop. He left right before I was about to graduate from college and enter that big, scary, real world. I entered the real world feeling very uneasy and unsure. I felt like I had the ground ripped out from under me. I was supposed to be on cloud nine and ready to, you know, go out there and conquer the world, but I wasn't. I was completely unsettled. Every time I dated some jerk who treated me badly, I eventually dumped him. It took longer than it should have, but I eventually did. Deep down, I knew my worth, but I still struggled to demonstrate that to the men I dated. I didn't know my value truly. Or perhaps I did, but I didn't really know how to show it. I was definitely unsure of my value and how to show it at the time. Deep down, I had this fear that all men would just go away, just like my dad did. And as a result, I was very afraid to be alone. And I allowed really bad behavior from men. Do you allow bad behavior in your relationships? Do you know why? I used to analyze the why to death. And then one day, I finally realized something. The whys don't really matter. They don't matter because the work that you need to do in order to get to a better place is the same. If you have a low self-esteem, you have to do the work to find your value, period. It doesn't really matter why you are like that or when it happened. The only thing that matters is what you do as a result. You have to do the work. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe even if you don't have anyone in your life to remind you. You have to be strong. The only thing that matters is that you are resilient. You have to bounce back. You cannot let one unfortunate part of your life affect your happiness. Sure, it's good to have a basic understanding of why, and therapy can help with that. And I think sometimes, unfortunately, that we get so bogged down into the whys that it keeps us stuck in the same place. The whys become the excuse. We say, I am the way I am because, you know, fill in the blank. We tend to let our past define us. I truly believe that it doesn't matter. I truly believe that things happen to us for a reason. And I believe that you determine where you go in life. You determine where you go in life. Nobody else does. What happens to you doesn't determine where you go in life. You determine where you go in life. And nothing can stop you except your own perceptions and your self-inflicted limitations. Sadly, the only person that holds us back from happiness and success is ourselves. We're our own worst enemy. So do you back down from a fight? Do you back down to your subconscious mind telling you that you don't deserve better? Do you entertain that negative self-talk? My dad was a horrible parent. You know what? As a result, I make a point to tell my kids multiple times a day that I love them. I never miss an important event in their life because of work. I make a point to simply show up. I show up more as a parent because I know what it's like to have a parent who isn't emotionally or physically available. I know what it's like to have an event at school that I'm proud of and to not see my dad in the audience. I'm a better mom because of my dad. Of course, I didn't learn what I should do, but I learned what not to do. I learned what my children need because I didn't get it. I never take for granted the relationships that I have with my children. I took the bad of my life and I did something positive with it. I think people who are resilient are able to look at things more objectively and not take things so personally. Maybe you got fired from a job and that's a good thing. Maybe it wasn't a good fit for you. Maybe you're better suited to do something else. Maybe now you will find your dream job. Maybe my dad leaving had absolutely nothing to do with me. Maybe he had his own internal struggles that he was unable to overcome. I know this is true now. Maybe he knew he would never be worthy of having a daughter like me. Maybe it was for the best that he was no longer in my life. Maybe it would make me a better parent. Maybe you got into this horrible car accident and survived for a reason. What message can you spread as a result? Was someone texting while driving, drinking and driving? Why did you survive? What message did you receive from this event in your life and what are you going to do about it? How can you channel the negative energy into something positive? What lesson can you learn that will now allow you to have a better life? You see, I believe the worst things that happen to us can be a blessing in disguise if we are open to looking at it from a different perspective. Once you get over the initial trauma of the event, you have to pick yourself up and think of something that you can do that will make this event worthwhile. You have to overcome the negative thoughts and push yourself to think positive. And then you have to take action. This is super hard, very hard for some people to do. It's easier to play the victim. It's easier to not take responsibility for your life. It's easier to fall back into bad habits. So instead of feeling sorry for yourself, what did you learn that can make your life better? Maybe you learned something that will help make another person's life better. I think part of being resilient is also your ability to see the silver lining. Are you able to take a horrible situation and make something good come out of it? I saw this quote by John Sinclair. He was kind of a rebel and back in, I think it was like the 70s, 60s. Anyway, singer. Songwriter, but his quote is, failure is a bruise, not a tattoo. I love that quote. Whenever something bad happens to me, I try my best to think, how can I make this better? What did I learn? And how can this make me a better person? What can I do differently next time? I don't wallow in self-pity. I also forgive myself for not making better choices. And I just tell myself, I'll do better next time. I just learned something and I will apply it next time and I will do better. And the only person who's going to make your life better is you and nobody else. I know a lot of my readers are self-aware and I talk about this all the time and know this already, but maybe there is someone out there that you know that needs to hear this right now. Maybe there's someone out there who has just had something horrible happen to them. I couldn't possibly be any prouder of my son for getting the Resilience Award. Life's hard, but if it weren't for the downs, there wouldn't be any ups. You know this. I know how difficult life's journey can be. I also know there are others who would think, despite my challenges, that my life is pretty great, and I'm thankful for what I have. I want to be sure that my children know how to bounce back. They will have the rest of their lives to be challenged. You know this. I want them to be resilient. I want them to always be able to look at what they have and be thankful for that rather than be resentful of the things that they don't. Life is too short. So my message is this: be resilient. Take the worst situation and make something good come of it. There is so much sadness in this world. How can you take what happened to you and help another person? For every bad thing that happens to you in your life, there is someone out there who had the same thing happen to them. How can you help that person get through it? How can you look at the silver lining? You're not alone. Face your challenges head on. Be strong. Think positive and be resilient. Hey, thanks for listening today. You can find me at nikkibooker.com. I offer private coaching if that's something you're interested in, if you're stuck in a bad place, if you need a pep talk, if you're just starting to date again and are clueless like I was when I started, I'm here. So if you like what you heard today, it'd be really great if you subscribed, and even better if you left a review. And that's about it. Be strong, be resilient, forgive yourself, and just have a great day. Yeah.